Welcome to Commuting with Kids, a podcast that will entertain you and your kids. A place filled with stories from people all over, and you never have to worry about the language. So keep the traffic from driving you crazy and enjoy commuting with kids. And here's your host, Stacy Caldwell.
And here's an English fairy tale for you to enjoy today called The Bogey Beast. There once was a woman who was very, very cheerful, though she had little to make her so, for she was old and poor and lonely. She lived in a little bit of a cottage and earned a scant living by running errands for her neighbors, getting a bite here, a sup there as reward for her services. So she made shift to get on and always looked as spry and cheery as if she had not a want in the world. Now one summer evening, as she was trotting full of smiles as ever along the high road to her hovel, what should she see but a big black pot lying in the ditch? "Goodness me," she cried, "that would be just the very thing for me if I only had something to put in it. But I haven't. Now who could have left it in the ditch?" And she looked about her, expecting the owner would not be far off, but she could see nobody. "Maybe there's a hole in it," she went on, "and that's why it has been cast away. But it would do fine to put a flower in for my window, so I'll just take it with me." And with that, she lifted the lid and looked inside. "Mercy me!" she cried, fair amazed. "If it isn't full of gold pieces, here's luck." And so it was, brimful of great gold coins. Well, at first, she simply stood stock still, wondering if she was standing on her head or her heels. Then she began saying, "Lawks, but I do feel rich. I feel awful rich." After she had said this many times, she began to wonder how she was to get her treasure home. It was too heavy for her to carry, and she could see no better way than to tie the end of her shawl to it and drag it behind her like a go-cart. "It will soon be dark," she said to herself as she trotted along. "So much the better. The neighbors will not see what I'm bringing home, and I shall have all the night to myself and be able to think what I'll do. Mayhap I'll buy a grand house and just sit by the fire with a cup of tea and do no work at all like a queen. Or maybe I'll bury it at the garden foot and just keep a bit of the old china teapot on the chimney piece. Or maybe, goody, goody, I feel that grand I don't know myself." By this time, she was a bit tired of dragging such a heavy weight and, stopping to rest a while, turned to look at her treasure. And lo, it wasn't a pot of gold at all. It was nothing but a lump of silver. She stared at it and rubbed her eyes and stared at it again. "Well, I never," she said at last. "And me, thinking it was a pot of gold. I must have been dreaming. But this is luck. Silver is far less trouble, easier to mind, and not so easy stolen. Them gold pieces would have been the death of me, and with this great lump of silver." So she went off again, planning what she would do, and feeling as rich, until becoming a bit tired again. She stopped to rest and gave a look round to see if her treasure was safe. And she saw nothing but a great lump of iron. "I never," says she again, "and I mistaking it for silver. I must have been dreaming, but this is luck. It's real convenient. I can get penny pieces for old iron, and penny pieces are a deal handier for me than your gold and silver. Why, I should never have slept a wink for fear of being robbed. But a penny piece comes in useful, and I shall sell that iron for a lot and be real rich, rolling rich." So she trotted, full of plans as to how she would spend her penny pieces, till once more she stopped to rest and looked round to see her treasure was safe. And this time she saw nothing but a big stone. "Well, I never," she cried, full of smiles, "and to think I mistook it for iron. I must have been dreaming. But here's luck indeed, and me wanting a stone terrible bad to stick open the gate. Ah, my, but it's a change for the better. It's a fine thing to have good luck." So, all in a hurry to see how the stone would keep the gate open, she trotted off down the hill till she came to her own cottage. She unlatched the gate and then turned to unfasten her shawl from the stone which lay on the path behind her. Aye, it was a stone, sure enough. There was plenty light to see it lying there, peaceable as a stone should be. So she bent over it to unfasten the shawl and when, oh my, all of a sudden it gave a jump, a squeal, and in one moment, as big as a haystack. Then it let down four great lanky legs and threw out two long ears, nourished a great long tail and romped off, kicking and squealing and whinnying and laughing like a naughty, mischievous boy. The old woman stared after it, while until it was fairly out of sight. Then she burst out laughing too. "Well," she chuckled, "I am in luck, quite the luckiest body hereabouts. Fancy me seeing the bogey beast all to myself, and making myself so free with it too. My goodness, I do feel that uplifted, that grand." So she went into her cottage and spent the evening chuckling over her good luck. So I think this story is a great example of how you look at things. And so often we can look at things and be sad and disappointed. And other times we can really look at something and say, you know, maybe this is for the best. Maybe it's better this way. Sometimes something will happen and we'll say, why did this happen? How come this went this way? And later on, we might find out that it was really the way it should have been. And it was important for it to turn out that way because that happened or didn't happen, then something else opened up for us. So really what's important is to think about, how do you think about things? If you are given a situation, do you immediately take the negative perspective of it? Do you look at it and say, oh man, that's terrible. Why did that happen? What's this about? Why don't I have that? Or can you look at something and say, well, that's fun. I've never had that happen before. That's pretty exciting and entertaining. Even though it wasn't what I expected, it was a lot of fun. And so the woman in this story is a perfect example of that. First, she started off with gold pieces and she could only imagine how amazing it was. And then it went to silver and iron and a rock. And then really she had nothing except the pot that it all came in. So she looked at things, though, from this perspective of believing that it was always going to be great and things were always going to turn out wonderfully. And so I challenge you to think about something you've been disappointed about recently and see, is there a way that you could look at it and say, what's the good side of this? What's the side that is a good thing that came of this? Maybe the driver or somebody else in the car might be able to share an example of a time in their life when they were really looking forward to something, the way it was going to turn out. They had it all planned out and then it didn't quite turn out that way, but actually it was for the better. So think about this week when things happen. Look for the positive. Look for what can I find that makes me happy in this situation with this person or with this event that I maybe wasn't expecting and didn't think that this would be the way it happened. But what would be the great part of this that I can imagine? So enjoy sharing and talking about these things. This story also brought in quite a few new vocabulary words, things you might not know about, like scant. She lived in a little bit of a cottage and earned a scant living. And scant means barely any, just a little bit. But even though she had so little in her life, she looked for all the positive, happy things. So see if you can do that. Look for that great lump of iron and see how you can turn it in your mind to a pot of gold. Enjoy your week. And here's coming up, your tongue twister. So here's the tongue twister for the week. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he? Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he? One more time, as fast as I can go. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he? Now, can you do that? So the first part is Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he? Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he? So, give it a try. Fast as you can. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
Thank you for listening to Commuting with Kids, the weekly podcast created by our host and longtime educational leader, Stacey Colwell.